I obviously do not like speak English at all whatsoever in the beginning, and traveling to a country where like people only speak English, it was really frustrating because like let's say you go to the Safeway or something, you pick out stuff and the cashier will be like trying to make little conversations with you, but all you can do is like smile and swipe your card, and that's all you can really do. You go to a store, people try to talk to you, say, hey, you can't touch that, you can't touch that, but like you can only look at their facial expression, looking like, oh, they're screaming at me, what are they really saying? So not being able to communicate is probably one of the toughest things ever. My dad was with me at that point, and he has been in New York during his undergrad and graduate school. So I'll go to the store with him. He was like talking to the store owner and everything. Like I would just sit there and be like really bored, and I still had jet lag back then. So I remember this one time I literally just slept in the metro store, and then my family left, and they're like, oh, where's Yenwen? And they came back to find me, and that was really funny. One time that the crosswalk, because it was like a different system than Taiwan, because we have the diagonal type of walk, and like where US is just like straight. So I tried to do that, and it was really dumb. Almost got hit by a car. My dad got really mad at me. He was like, this is not Taiwan, dude. And I really think my parents made a great choice for me. I've achieved like way more than what I think I could. Giving me another chance of like, you know, learning a new language is like one of the greatest advantages that one can have. And yeah, I think this is the greatest choice that my parents has ever made for me.